Good morning. Thank you again for being here for the second part of this is more like a workshop. The first part was the presentation of my portfolio, careers, awards, a condensed story of my life. Now, for you that have resisted all the days of the convention, there is a little tips about the methods of my work. So the first part will be a slideshow about the creation of several posters for big conventions. I've been working with our national television and several European conventions like the Swiss Comic Con, Fantasy Basel. So we start, and the second part will be an extended movie video about the creation of the illustration, a poster for Lucca Comics and Games. So we can start. Okay, there is a little brief history of the first part of my presentation yesterday. This was the poster for the Eurocon. Okay. These are all the paintings nominated for the Hugo Award that will be announced on December 18th, on 19th, in the Omni Shoreham Hotel in Washington. And I hope to be there. You can go ahead. This is the cover for the novel Seven of Infinities by Aliette de Bodard, published by Subterranean Press. This is the fourth cover in the series, and there is another in production. I hope it will be launched this year. Okay, you can see both the cover with and without design. As you see, they are very delicate. They try to put over the cover a design not very heavy, so all the parts of the illustration can be preserved. It's different with other covers, like the next one. This is a cover for the magazine of fantasy science fiction, inspired by the story Who Carries the World by Robert Reed, another award-winning author. And I try, when it's possible, to create an illustration working in the same way with the cover design and as a standalone image. Okay, as you can see, they sent to me the mock-up of all the parts that they need. Alas, there is also the barcode. It's a problem every time because they don't know where to put all the titles, the authors, the head of the magazine. These are great challenges and adventures. I try to imagine a vision, and I go ahead from there. Okay. This is another challenge, always for the same reason, for the cover design. It's inspired by the Ossuary's Passengers, a passenger by Robert Reed, always Robert Reed. I've drawn a lot of cover for him. Okay. As you see, there is always an embedding cover design, but it's okay. This is it's four-time finalist for the Asimov's Readers Awards. It has not yet been announced because for COVID reason, a lot of events have been postponed. This is a cruise ship stopping at an asteroid. You can see the hotel. This is the hotel on the left. And all the passengers go through these tunnels inside the mountains on the asteroid. There are some relics from previous accidents. And I imagine this as a cover for the 2020 look at space opera book. This is beautiful because I'm in touch with Alan Caster, he's the publisher, and then sometimes I know many of them, many of these. I've realized many covers for Elizabeth Baer, for an example, for Michael Swanwick, all famous name in the landscape of the Hugo Awards or the fantastic literature in the United States or in Great Britain. Okay. This is another, in the same collection, there was another story collection. This one, the 2020 look at Mars fiction, edited by Anne Lancaster. Okay, all these images are included in the Hugo Voter Packet, already sent to all the attending members or virtual members, supporters. So, okay. Okay, these are some examples of posters. I've realized these posters for the Italian convention Strani Mondi. They were very, very kind. There is only the logo. Strani Mondi is a great convention taking place in Milan every year. Several years ago, I was a guest of honor there. I realized this poster. This angel, this bionic angel, this cyborg robot in my extending collection is sitting over the ruins of a city. You can see a recollection of the Duomo of Milan. Okay. This is another poster that I realized for Sassari Comics and Games. In 2016. This is another of my creatures. Here there is the brain. There are several transparent parts. I imagined in my mind before, at first, and then I put some things like glasses or metals from my book library. I put in front of me, but after so many drawings, all these are games of reflections, materials are in my mind, and this is a building in Sassari, the cathedral or the Duomo. I called this illustration the Sassari Spaceport. It was selected by the coffee book, Infected by Art in California. It's like a spectrum. There are some competition where artists send their best illustration of the previous year. They could be included in these books sent to all the art directors all over the world, to artists. Okay, then I was contacted by our national television. This is my city. You can see the Mole Antonelliana. It's today here there is the Museum of Cinema, and all over there are a lot of floors going up, and there is an elevator that brings you here, where you can see all the Alps around. And near this Mole Antonelliana, there is the Palazzo Carignano, one of the many important buildings from the history of Turin. And they decided to have this event, the Children Animation Festival, 2 years ago, in 2019. So they contacted me and asked for the official poster of this event. I said, wow, okay, because I was contacted by their offices, the director of Rai.com, and they say, Maurizio, there is this, they had only some requests. I say, could I paint one of my bionic women? Yes. But the women, we want the mask of Pulcinella, is a particular character of the carnival in Italy, And I said, okay, we try. I'll try some sketches. We'll go from there. We'll go ahead from there. Okay. This is other. I decided to put inside the illustration the Mole Antonelliana. So I started from there. Okay. I took some imagine as a reference, thinking about. Okay. 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 This is Pulcinella. So it's a festival for children. So it had to be very delicate, elegant. Okay. This is the mask of Pulcinella. Okay. Okay. And this is the first try. I send this one to them with this little bird, Bioric bird. This was the first presentation for the Festival of Children Animation. Okay. This was drawn by hand. The sketch on paper, then scanned, and then painted over the computer. Okay. First try. But stop. I sent these sketches, and they said, "No, Maurizio, not good. We don't like this. I don't understand in the other sketch the little beard. I've seen your previous posters. These great inspirational women. This is a festival for children. No. Try again. Okay." Okay. So, this was the other proposal, completely canceled, erased. It's, go home. Not go. No, absolutely.
Who are
you? Okay. No, Maurizio. Stop. Don't go. Stop. Finish. So the director called me. This, Maurizio, I know that you can do it. Okay. Oh, don't worry. I'll astonish you. You'll be glad. Don't worry. So I begin again my research of images not for children. But I said at the end everything changes because I can take inspiration from an image like that. I began to think about a woman near this could be. The pole could be the Mole Antonelliana. Looking at this image, I had this other vision. I want to paint a gigantic cyborg woman in this pose against the Mole Antonelliana. Another picture, not for children. Okay. This is the first. I sent this image. Director called me. Yeah, we like it. You can go, you can proceed. Okay. But he said that the bosom was too provocatory. Said that the children could be shocked. Please change that part. Only the other, otherwise she seemed like a lady on the street searching for clients. So, okay. Okay, here, this is the Mole Antonelliana with the banner, the okay. I had this idea to extend the poster with another palace with a starship near the other Mole Antonelliana, a planet. She's looking at the horizon, lost in her dreams, okay. Another proposal, it wasn't used. It wasn't used, this one. They liked it, okay? Okay. This is almost the finish of the illustration, okay? Several proposals, which I tried some tests with different background to see how it worked, okay? This is the first final version drawn on a transparent layer. So they could play with lettering, cover design, different backgrounds, okay? And they announced this poster. It was not the final poster. They announced on their official website, launched the poster that was very well welcomed, okay? And this is the final poster. And I received a lot of compliments from when I went there as a guest at Palazzo Carignano. There were flags 20 meters high all over the building and the city. And they said that in 23 editions, this was the best poster in their collection. And all the artists painting this poster as famous comics artists or illustrators. Mordiglio, David Messina, a lot of names, great names in the comics on illustration industry. Okay. This was the TV Corriere, is now it's online, only an online magazine. My image was everywhere for several days in television, in my city. They asked for autographs. Okay. No, not true.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you see? It was a great assignment. Another work. The Swiss Comic Con called me. We want a poster for an edition of the Zurich Game Show. And as a testimonial, we want you to create the goddess Helvetia. And they sent me the Swiss money, coin. Take inspiration from this. Okay, so I went to search references in internet for the Helvetia, the goddess. She had to be like a superhero, a cyborg superhero representing Switzerland and this festival promoting virtual reality, advanced reality, drones, everything connected to the video games industry. So other, I began to search references in Google. Okay. I searched this costume, and I said, good start. Okay. 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 Cape I want to put inside also the Swiss flag as a cape, a mantle of the cape of the, okay? So I surround my screen of all these references before beginning to sketch. In the first idea, there was also the clock, this clock. This is the first initial sketch for the goddess Helvetia that was immediately approved. So I said, oh, wow, because these are images that have to be shown on the great posters. They have to be representative. They are great commission. And I'm proud of them, but they require great responsibility because you represent a convention. I changed her look, so at the beginning she was so dreaming, then the look became direct. They asked that she is proud, fiery, we want that she looks ahead, okay? Okay? This is the beginning of the illustration, okay? You can see the several, I'm going down, okay? But this was erased because it was confusing, so I didn't send with this clock, okay? Clock tower. Okay, And this is the finish. I decided to put behind this background because it's similar to the texture of a postage stamps. Postage stamps, so it's very aulic, very very institutional. The CEO of the organization was incredibly happy. We went ahead, but he asked for an addition. He asked for the addition after seeing this, because I liked the character, because it was clean, it was a testimonial. But they asked for she was an angel, to have an aura around the head with all the object of the convention. So it was difficult for the balance of the illustration. Okay. Okay. So this is the first try. Okay. And they sent me all these objects. And I searched, and then I proposed several monochromatic ideas before changing them in the cyborg style. Okay. 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 A drone. Okay. 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 All the study. It was more hard to work on the second part. Okay. Okay. So this is the transformation, gradual transformation. Okay. They were very small. Okay. 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 At this point, they said, please change only the colors of this because it's like a Domino pizza, the same color. And they are not our sponsors, so we don't want to advertise them. So I changed only the colors. Okay. 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 Several tentatives. Yeah. Okay. Again. You see the here they have changed color. Okay. 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 This is the final poster, just to show you all the process of the construction and my contacts with the organization. Another poster, always for the Zurich Game Show, on the same line as the previous. Here I had this idea to create a costume with buttons like a PlayStation over the costume. Okay. But they said that this part was fantasy. They wanted it more mechanical, or the logo, to change it with the logo of the festival. Okay? Okay. So I changed this in this way. Okay? Okay. 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 This is the logo, it's three-dimensional, but painted in 2D. Okay. 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 And this is the final poster. Okay. And when I see this, I'm moved. Ah, beautiful. I see all my posters in big size all around the city. Okay. Another poster. This time we move to Basel. This is a poster realized for the Swiss Comic Con, the biggest comics events and multimedia events. And I proposed them because I liked the environment of an Alice in Wonderland in steampunk style. So I presented this initial sketch, realized quickly by hand. And they said, we like a lot of this idea. So you can go freely. Go, Maurizio. So I began to work on the Alice character. You can see it's my roll-up in the other room. Okay. they wanted it immediately to as the front cover of a portfolio, including all the other artists that was sold at the convention, because it was a long work, and I was painting centimeter, inch by inch, the character. Okay, and I as a visual creator of this event, I realized a lot of characters in the Alice in Wonderland world, this in all in steampunk style. This is the White Rabbit, the caterpillar concept. This is the finish with the Parliament of the Basel. This is the river of Basel. Okay. This is the Cheshire Cat, the Mad Hatter. Okay. The Queen of Hearts in another version. And this is the final poster with all the characters. The only thing that they asked, because the Swiss are very precise, they said, Maurizio, we have noted that the stream of the river is in the opposite direction. So please change only this. Okay. Voila. Okay, sono finita. Ok, rilanciare il filmato. Ok, this is the first part to show you when I work as a visual creator. There are many others, but this was a selection of some representative work. Quello Luca.
Sì, sì, non è quello. Vuoi l'audio?
Non c'è. No, non c'è. Solo l'inizio, c'è solo una figa.
No.
Okay, this is the creation of a documentary illustrating the creation of another poster. A very deep analysis of the creation of a poster. I called, this is in Italian because it was the Italian edition. I hired a model, a Russian, Romanian model, and there was a long photo shooting for the inspirational images, because Luca had this request. There was a tradition in the Italian science fiction that when you see a movie or you read a book, aliens land always in New York, New Delhi, all over the world, never in Italy. So there is a saying, the UFO will never, we want the UFO to land in Lucca. And I decided to create an image illustrating the first landing of aliens in a square of Lucca. And these are, you can see that I'm working on the PC, on the iMac, the computer, and I work freehand simulating the pencil, the sketch, and I take inspiration from the image. I could superimpose, but sometimes I put the image aside because I'm starting to work on myself. Only the reference is just a beginning or an element to see the how the lights work on the skin, on the objects, this was a long production with a lot of sketches, and it was presented the documentary in Lucca with several. There are also other video clips, extended video clips of the different phases of production. I was searching for the right alien, very bad, very, but they didn't know that I want to destroy Luke, like in Independence Day. Some way they began to understand the vice director of the Luca called me. They were worried. So I said, I'm not a terrorist. I'm only imitating the Independence Day. Oh, okay, good. Yes. We want to see what happens. So I chose the... And my many among my drawings are photorealistic. So the students wanted to see how a sketch can become a photograph, a picture, a photographic picture. Yeah, I'm working without references. We begin to paint the first starships, the first alien starships. Then there will be the mother starship will have arrived to destroy everything. Sì. Hundreds of layers. There are hundreds of layers. If I'm more quiet, I can name every layer, give a name to groups and subgroups of the layers. So I can, just with a touch, I can take the group and move a part of the image to another file. So I flatten all the layers and go on working on another group or subgroup, especially when I'm creating a gigantic poster. Otherwise, the IMAC begins to cry. Ten thousand for 15,000. But I can start from a moderate size. If the poster is very gigantic, but I've been working carefully on little size, they can be magnified without losing resolution.
You can use the old Wacom or
Wacom only.
Yeah,
is it the old one? You still use the old one? Yes, this is the old one. Yeah. Now I upgraded all my tools because now I work with only fundamentally only with Photoshop. I have a subscription to Adobe Creative Cloud. It's a few euros every month. I try to have only a good iMac, 27 inches. And I move out of the computer all the files because they slow down the computer. So I have on the main computer only Photoshop and the file I'm working on. And every evening I copy everything on three different hard disks. Because the only the time you don't do it, the day after something happened, like in all the movies, the terror movies. This is the big mothership over the city of Lucca. They said, "Oh, interesting. Where will be this starship?"
Yeah.
With the ray death, the ray of death over the. Even here, I'm working without references. I can work in both ways, no problem. I can because sometimes they want an actor, an actress inserted inside, so I need to take some pictures or the character a specific request. I work also in both ways, in specular ways too. So I'm able to see the drawing in a different way. So I move everything, I flip the image. If I like in both way version, for me it means that I'm working correctly. I'm beginning to paint the city, the square of Lucca. This is the 90% of the square is painted manually, except for little details. So you can see, for me, I know that it's the experience here, because everything you are looking, you are seeing here is almost automatic for me. I only think about the final vision, and I use the computer as an instrument to allow me to reach the final purpose. The drawing tablet. The drawing tablet, not the Cintiq, the tablet, the Intuos, now the Intuos Pro M, and I look at the screen in front of me with a very low luminosity. But the screen, the colors are perfect, so when I go to print, I see on paper what I see on screen, what I'm seeing on screen. Cintiq, I began with the drawing tablet. I could use Cintiq if I should decide to travel a lot, a period. I would like to have a Cintiq with me, or an iPad, a professional iPad. But when I'm in my studio, because Cintiq is like a double screen, and I'm not comfortable. It's more for comics artists working. I find no difficulty. Yes. But it's a question of choice. Some friends, some colleagues, they are not. They don't find that Cintiq for them, and not the way I'm used to work. I'm preparing the landing and the destruction of this square. I mirror the image because sometimes if you work too much on the same work, the same image, you can make errors of perspective, or you think that it's correct. But if you flip the image, you work on the mirrored image, you see the image again like with new eyes. You are able you are able to correct everything. So we are becoming serious here. Here I took the character from the previous. And after all the initial preparation, I begin to paint, to color the image. At the beginning I was putting a lot of, the square was clouded, but then they ran away. You can see that the layer keep growing. This one took more than 1 month and a half. Okay. All the production, including the documentary, the movies. So now I begin to paint seriously. Because students and fans see my drawings, they don't see the pre-production and the way I'm used to paint. So they see the photographic image and they say, "Wow, I would like to see, but how do you paint?" It can take a month, an image like that, because you go working on all the small details. But these are institutional posters, so they take the time that they need. If you have question, you can dare to ask. Naturally, it's accelerated. I 30 years ago, I was beginning to paint manually, so the passages to the computer was natural for me, because I was thinking that I was working on a computer. When I work with a graphic tablet, I'm seeing a sheet of paper. There is a great function in Photoshop called Liquify. You can flatten the layers you are working on, but you have to be aware what you are doing, because it's not easy. You flatten all the layers, then you enter the filter Liquify, and all the image is like water. So you can, if you push with the brush, you can correct whole portion of the image, you can stretch, and the image adjusts itself correctly. No? Not the smudge. Yeah, the smudge is the elementary version. Yeah. There is another hidden, complicated filter inside the menu filters called Liquify. In Italian, fluidifica, liquify. If you enter in that, a magic happens, because you, and then if you, sometimes the face, You want a little change in the chin or the eyes, you take this gigantic smooth tool and very, very slowly and carefully, but you can reset, obviously, you push something until the lines are correct. Then you you push OK, and this new layer is superimposed on the group of layers you are working on. You can mask only the section you need. You erase all the rest. Otherwise, you cannot work on layers because they are covered with this new fixed layer. And you, this little slight modification becomes another layer, part of this construction. If you need, if you need something, maybe it's too late. Yeah. But it's for experts. It's important. It's not for everybody. Yes. Many shadows or study of the materials. Now it's in my mind, but I'm not aware of this. I'm aware that I put transparencies like in the Eurocomposter, but my eye can perceive if the image is correct or not. So I'm able to understand that something is wrong or missing. So I go on until, if I need some help, I can take something of plastic, of metal, just to see the light out. I don't need the exact object that I'm illustrating. So this character was very complicated because there is the shining armor and all the square of Lucca with all the buildings, the exploding buildings. So now you will see fireworks, special effects. It is 10 minutes. We are almost there. And I enjoy a lot inventing while I'm painting. Sometimes I invent all the tiny parts of the casket, the armor. It's a joy for me. I like to create all these universes where there is an advanced technology where there is a suspension of credibility, of disbelief. And so I try to make them. I wish to like that they look real. Yes. I read every novel or story, especially for the United States, for the international productions. I enter in that universe with my mind. I highlight all the lines that I need, the description of the characters, the landscape, everything. So I can search for references. I can try sketches to present to the to be presented to the publisher. It's beautiful. I had some signals. I had some signals as an amateur. I was born with this sense of size, dimensions, and I begin to win awards when I was not a professional. At school, I received from an award from UNICEF for a drawing realizing during my life as a student at the Liceo Classical, during my classical studies, I realized this poster for the UNICEF. I was the winner, the European winner. I worked with many fanzines, science fiction fanzine, and they wanted to pay me. I said, whoa. My friend said, you are the first one, because usually fanzines, printed on common paper. So, and when I saw all these results, at the end, I decided stop. I want to start. It's the moment. The moment happened that I explained yesterday. It happened that 34 years, I was completely, nobody knew me until I turned 34 years old. I decided, after my first drawing for myself with the new Mac, I said, oh, I cannot stay here without doing nothing. So I sent my first portfolio, accepted. But I had to try, because you have so many dreams in your head, but you cannot know. You have to launch yourself into life and try. Like many, sometimes you understand that maybe you are doing. And you put targets ahead. Say, if I go ahead, and when you see that the path is so smooth, so you go to the steps like a video game in your life. it can become a joy in your life because you are doing what you want, you like. Now we start the destruction. Voila. Only Photoshop. This is the liquefy effect. You can see heat there. You see? Modified that little part. Okay. We have destroyed the city, so. I hope you have enjoyed this movie. If you have any other question, I'm in the room beside, in the other room for to welcome you to my booth. Thank you.
Avete ascoltato Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache della galassia, da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafidi, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof. Massimo De Santo. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificast.it, su Facebook alla pagina Fantascientificast, su Twitter sul profilo @fantascicast, sul nostro canale Telegram t.me/fantascientificast, sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/fsccommunity. Se siete particolarmente timidi, potete utilizzare la vecchia, cara e affidabile posta elettronica scrivendoci all'indirizzo redazione@fantascientificas.it. Tutte le puntate sono disponibili sul nostro sito, su Apple iTunes, su Spotify e su Podbean all'indirizzo podcast.fantascientificas.it. Se volete, potete lasciarci una valutazione a 5 stelle su Apple iTunes ed offrirci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, sostenendoci tramite una donazione PayPal utilizzando l'apposito pulsante sul nostro sito. Fantascientificast è una produzione amatoriale. Non si intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. L'autorizzazione SIAE 5612I5359. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Alexa 4 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento alla prossima puntata lungo la rotta di Kessel.
Settimo simbolo inserito nel computer. Blocco 1 pronto. Blocco 1 posizionato.
Potenza erogata 23%.
Così.
Blocco 2 è pronto.
Attivato.
Blocco 2 posizionato.
Siamo al 35%.
Arme rosse, evacuare l'area intorno allo Stargate.
Liberate l'area, torniamo da voi, chiudo le porta.
Andiamo, sbrigate.
C'era quello sotto la grande pietra?
Sì. Mio padre lo trovò nel 1928. È fatto di un minerale che non si trova sulla Terra.
Blocco 5 posizionato.
85%.
Blocco 6 pronto. Blocco 6 posizionato.
Non eravamo mai riusciti ad andare oltre nella sequenza.
Blocco 7 pronto.
Pronto, attivato.
Blocco 7 posizionato.
Thank you. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.